Has joined.
Good evening.
You're the first.
Yay.
Three more minutes.
Okay.
Has joined.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Please join me in saying the Anabakoa. Anabakoa, Gedula Chimincha, Lati, Serura. Aleph Bet Gimel Yud Saf Tzadi. Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagvenu Tacharenu Nora. Kufrei Shayan Simtet Nun. Na Gibor Dor Sheyechudcha Kevavat Shamlem. Nun Gimel Dalet, Yud Tav Shin. Barchem Tacharem, Rachame Sitkatcha, Tamid Ga Yahid Gaya Kasim Kadosh Biro Tuka Nael Adata Tet Kufet Tet Nunayim Yahid Be Yahid Gaya Lamcha Fene Sokre Kedushata Yud Gimalamad Pe Zion Kuf Shavatenu Kabel Ushmatsiakatenu Yodea Alumo Shin Kufav Sadiyuta. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohewahe, Adonai Yohewahe, El Rahum V'chanun, Erech Apayim, V'rav Chesed V'emet, Notzer chesed la'alafim, nosea avon wafesha, v'chata'a v'nakei. We will now connect to the energy of certainty, utilizing a tool from the Zohar Sulam commentary. Verse 29, it comes from Parasha Yitro. We will start with the L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud kud shabarichu ishkinte bibhilu urchimu uthilu uthilu urchimu liakta l'shem yudhe bovavhe v'yichuda shalim b'shan kol Yisrael limud Torah mitzvah la'asok Torah mitzvah Vayhino Amadonai Elohino Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Konunei Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Konuneihu. Rabbi Abba Amar Beka Matar Tane Nandekucha Perichu Koma De Aved Le'ela Wittata Kolaihu Kishot Biovada Dikshot Belay Lach Mila Bialma Divae Barnash Vidach Yale Yat Mine Yaulan Haga Beya Kalana Dehakuhu Ovada Dikshot Inun Wikola Istirik Bialma. The energy of the year 5781 is redemption. Redemption will happen only when the children of Israel are prepared for that redemption. The way we prepare for the redemption is to study a verse that has a gematria of the same number, 781. And that verse is from Isaiah chapter 66, verse 21. Wegam mehem ekach lakohanim lalevim amar Adonai yohewahe adanu yo yohahe dawanu heyo. The energy of the year 5774 is peace in the Middle East. And a Again, we study one verse from the Tanakh that connects to this energy. The verse is from 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wisam ti makom liami li Israel unta ti wishakam tahta willo yirgaz od willo yosifu vene ablala anoto kaasher barishona. We will now connect to the 72 names of God, utilizing the tool of saying that each letter with its root vowel out loud in sequence. Wahe wa yo la yo sayote alame mehe shi la la he aka aka heta eza yo ala da la awa he he ya yo zala me be he he re yo he kome la awa ka la yo la wa wa pe he la nu la ha yo 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 me la he 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 wa nu ta he he a a yo re ta shi a he re yo yo a wa me la ka be wa shi re yo he wa la he he ka wa ko me nu da a nu yo he a me re he a yo yo za he 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 me yo ha wa wa la yo la he sa a la re yo a shi la me yo he wa he wa da nu yo ye he he shi a me me nu nu a nu yo ta me be he pe wa yo nu me me nu yo yo la pe re he me ta re wa me be yo he he a nu wa me he yo ta me be me nu ko a yo a he be wa re a he me yo be me pe yo yo me wa me. We will now connect to the 72 names that were revealed by the Tzaddikim, utilizing the same tool. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a a me me be shi la yo he anu a ka me ta. He he yo anu da la he wa he me a yo ta la me re he he yo yo me me la wa wa ka be yo la yo wa pe nu la nu me ha yo he yo me nu he 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 wa nu yo he he shi a yo re ta shi a he re la yo a wa me la yo be wa he re yo yo wa la he he ka a ko me nu da anu yo he wa me re he a yo he za he shi he me ka ha wa wa la yo yo he sa a la re yo a la me ta he wa he wa da la yo he yo shi a la me nu he wa nu wa ta me la he pe a yo nu ko me a yo re la he be he me za re wa he be wo wa he a la wa me ze me za yo da he be me a ko la la a he he wa re la he yo yo me he la yo me he me. We're now going to connect to the Hilulah, the Tzaddikim who chose to leave this day, which is the 29th day of Tevet, Rabbi Yehoshua Leib Biskin, Rabbi Yerachmiel Yisrael Yitzhak of Alexander, Rabbi Marcus Nosen Adler, Rabbi Meir Chodosh, Rabbi Daniel Levy, Rabbi Chaim Shamshon Chuyat Chizkid, Rabbi Yitzhak Kaduri. Please join with me in saying the Shema Yisrael. Please cover your eyes, lean slightly to the left as we say together. Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Now for the Ani meditation, which we use as a tool to elevate to the level that we will study tonight. Malhut. Yo Ahini wa Yohe. Yo Aheni Wayohe, Yo Aheni Wayohe, Yusod, Yu Ahuni Wu Yohu, Yu Ahuni Wu Yohu, Yu Ahuni Wu Yohu, Hod, Yu Ahuni Wu Yohu, Yu Ahuni Wu Yohu, Yu Ahuni Wu Yohu, Netzach, Yi Aheni Wu Yohi. Ye Ahini we Yohi, Ye Ahini we Yohi. Tiferet, Yo Ahoni wo Yoho, Yo Ahoni wo Yoho, Yo Ahoni wo Yoho, Yvura, Ye Ash, Niwi Yosh, Ye Ash, Niwi Yosh, Ye Ash, Niwi Yosh. Chesed, Ye Aheni we Yohe, Ye Aheni we Yohe, Ye Aheni we Yohe, Bina, Ye Aheni we Yohe, Ye Aheni we Yohe, Ye Aheni we Yohe, Hakma, Ye Aheni we Yoha, Ye Aheni we Yoha. Ya Ahani wa Yoha. Yeter. Ya Ahani wa Yoha. Ya Ahani wa Yoha. Ya Ahani wa Yoha. Our class tonight is on the Ari. An essay by the Ari. You'll find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix. In row 14, the second column from the left, that link opens to a list of all of the Ari's essays that we've prepared so far. When that opens up, scroll down to Parasha Vayera, and this is spelled V-A-E-R-A. There is no Y in Vieira. The link is for battling evil level by level. And we will begin with a L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud Kud Shabarichu Ishkinte Bidkilu Urchimu Udkilu Udkilu Urchimu Le'akta L'shem Yudhe Bavate Le'yehuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah Vayhino Amadunai Eloheinu Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kananeh Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kananehu. In Kabbalah, each of the 10 plagues responds to a related emanation of wickedness. We must now explain briefly the order of these 10 plagues that the Holy One, blessed be He, visited upon the Egyptians in Egypt. The plagues were blood, frogs, lice, the horde of animals, pestilence, boils, hail, locusts, darkness, and the slaying of the firstborn. They correspond in ascending order to the 10 sephirot of the Nukva, otherwise known as Malchut. To explain, blood, as I have told you, the numerical value of the simple progressive iteration of the name Ehyeh is 44. That of the word for blood in Hebrew, dam, is 44. And to explain the simple progressive iteration, also known as the back, the acharaim, of a name, Ehyeh is spelled Aleph Hey Yud Hey. So the progressive iteration is Aleph, and then the next Aleph Hey, then Aleph Hey Yud, and finally Aleph Hey Yud Hey. The gematria of those letters is 44, which is the same gematria as the word Hebrew word dam, Dalet Mem Sofit. This plague issued from the Malchut of the Holy Feminine Principle, the Partsuf of Nukva, and smote the evil Malchut, the Nukva of Zerantin, in the realm of evil. Specifically, this plague attacked her outside her head, meaning that her skull in Hebrew is Golgotha, signifying the keter of the evil Nukva. Number two, the plague of frogs. The sum of 320, the number of states of strict judgment, as is known, plus the numerical value of the simple progressive iteration of the name Adonai, which is 126, plus the kolel for each of them, is the numerical value of the word for frog in Hebrew, Sephardea, which equals 444. According to Rabbi Shalom Sharabi, the kolels here should be added to the numerical value of the word frog to give it a value of 446. The sum of 320 and 126. This is also implied in the parallel passage in Priyat Chaim. But let us understand it even at another level. The word emet is 441. The word ha-emet, the truth, is 446. the essence of the fraud, the second plague, is to deal with the strict judgment, meaning the 320, plus Adonai. And this is why the frog is dealing with the level of Chokmah. Actually, I misspoke, so give me a second. The plague issued from the Yesod of the Holy Feminine Principle and smote the brains of the evil Nukva, and the brains are the Chokmah. Bill, in essence, on one level, we are climbing up the tree of the positive side, but we're affecting the negative tree by coming down from the top. But this is because there's a mirror image. And it's essential, the way to perceive it is you have the physical world, then you have the tree of life, the 10 sephirot crawling up from Malkut, or the holy side, Kadosh side. But the opposite, the mirror image, is the negative side, which is crawling, starts with the Malkut of the negative side, opposite the Malchut of the positive side. And then we climb the negative tree as well. But that's the way to understand this. So why is it starting from the level of Yesod of the positive side? But why does it connect with the Chokmah of the negative side? Because the negative tree isn't quite our concept of a mirror image. The negative tree doesn't have the feet where touching our physical world, it has the head touching our physical world. The third plague. The numerical value of the word for lice in Hebrew, kinim, is 120. This is the numerical value of the name Elohim, which is 86, plus the number of letters in the second iteration of the name Adonai, which is 34. So, Kinim is spelled Kaf Nun Yud Mem, and you can see that it's 120. And Elohim is 86. But the second iteration of the name Adonai is Aleph, Aleph Lamed Pei, Lamed, Lamed Mem Dalet, Pei, Pei Aleph, the Dalad, Dalad Lamed Tav, Lamed, Lamed Mem Dalad, Tav, Tav Tav, Tav Vav, Nun, Nun Vav Nun. The Yud is Yud, Yud Vav Dalad, and then Vav is Vav Aleph Vav, and Dalad, Dalad Lama Ta. If you count up the letters, they total 34. Now, this plague issued from the Hod of the Holy Feminine Principle out of Malchut. Or as you know, Ema's influence extends until Hod, and smote the highest part of the skull, encompassing the head of the evil Nukva, the location of the hair of the head. This plague also smote the Malchut, the final Sephirah of the evil Zeranpin, all otherwise known as Samech Mem, the husband of the evil Nukva, as is known, that lice nest in the hair of the head. And I am adding, by this time one can realize that the negative tree is upside down relative to the tree of life. Most people visualize the positive tree as a mirror image of the negative tree, feet to feet, hip to hip, head to head. If that is the case, then these plagues described by the Ari do not make sense. Only an upside-down tree makes the Ari correct. Learn the true meaning of relativity. Be open to change your view of reality. Change your agenda to fit the facts. Ema, the intellectual inspiration, extends its influence as far as Hod, the last of the Midot, with original content. Yesod and Malchut are just the coalescence and expression of all that has preceded them. Thus this plague, although issuing from Hod, is primarily a head plague. It's dealing with the issues of the head, the hair. It appears to me, Chaim Vital, that this is also the mystical meaning of the verse, and God will smite the skull of the wayward daughters of Zion with lesions, that he infested their heads with families of lice, as our sages explain. The homily is based on the fact that the word for smite with lesions, sin pe chet, is also the root of the Hebrew word for mishpacha, family. Shin pe chet, same letters. The fourth plague is the horde. In Hebrew, this word is arov. It is written without the expected vav. It thus expresses the simple progressive iteration of the name Havaya, whose numerical value is 72, plus the simple progressive iteration of the name Elohim, whose numerical value is 200. Their sum is 272, which is the numerical value of the word for horde. And you can see how these letters and how these numbers are developed by the Ari. Now, this plague issued from the forehead, or the Netzach, of the holy feminine principle, and smote the Yesod of the evil Zeranpin, Samach Mem. The Hebrew word for forehead is metzah, with a mem, which etymologically sounds like it's related to netzah, with a nun. Also, netzach, meaning victory, signifies resolve, which we express by contracting the skin on the forehead. That's talking about what you do with your when you create the lines on your forehead by contracting the skin. The fifth plague is pestilence. The numerical value for the word for pestilence is dever. And it is equivalent to the combined numerical values of two names, Elohim, which is 172, and the numerical value of the word for heal, Ikev, plus the number of letters in the second spelling out of the name Adonai, 34. 172 plus 34 is equal to 206, the numerical equivalent of the word for pestilence. Dever is Dalet Beit Resh, 206. The numerical value of Elohim is 86. And when we show it 2 times 86, it's 172. Ekev is also 172. We saw above that the number of letters in the second spelling out of Adonai is 34, so I'm not going to duplicate it again. Evil behavior changes God's natural mercy into judgment. This plague issued from the Tiferet of the Holy Nukba and smote the Hod of the evil there on pin. This is the mystical meaning of the verse said in connection with this plague. Behold, the hand of God is, indicating how the name Havaya, written in the natural sequence of Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, signifies Tiferet, the inner motivation of which is mercy. And it's inverted to Heh-Vav-Yud-Heh, signifying strict judgment. In this verse, we first see the name Havaya spelled in its natural order of letters, followed immediately by the word is, which is usually left out in Hebrew. This word is spelled Hevav Yud He, which of course is a rearrangement of the letters that spell the name Havaya. Thus, evil behavior changes God's natural mercy into judgment. I hope you learned this sequence, this discussion, quite well. Boils. This plague issued from the Givurah, the holy feminine principle. Now the numerical value of Givurah is 216. From Givura on down to Malchut are manifest 5 more Sephirot, each comprised of 10 sub-Sephirot, giving a total of 50. 216 plus 50 is equal to 266. When 102 is added to this number, we have 368. The numerical value of the word for boils in Hebrew, shechin. 102 is the sum of the numerical values of the 3 expansions of the 3 names of Havaya, whose total number values are 72, 63, and 45, representing the Yud, the He, and the Vav. These being 46, 37, and 19. Six plus 37 plus 19 is 102. These numbers, 46, are the concealed letters of the name Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh when spelled out in the level of 72. 37 is the concealed letters for Bina, and 19 for Zeron Pin. These numbers 102 signify the states of judgment that extend to the realm of evil, as we have explained elsewhere. In our explanation of the passage of the Mishnah that begins, an amputee may go out with his wooden leg. Gevura is 216, Shechin is 368, the difference is 102. As we learned previously, there are four principal ways in which the name Havaya is spelled, based on how we spell out the letters He and Vav, which produce the four separate numerical values. The first three of these being 72, 63, and 45. When we consider only the letters used in the process of spelling out the which is called the Milui, we have 72 minus 26, which is 46, 63 minus 26 is 37, and 45 minus 26 is 19. The passage of the Mishnah cited states that a person with a wooden leg is allowed to walk in the public domain on the Shabbat, and this is not considered caring for him, which would be forbidden. The numerical value of the word for wooden leg in Hebrew, kav, is 102. As stated, these states of judgment issued from the Givurah, the Holy Nukva, and they smote the netzach of the evils thereon pin. As for these states of judgment, the letter shin of Shechin, which is boils, signifies the 300 states of judgment and severity. To these add the numerical value of the name Avaya, spelled out to equal 52, which is the lower he, plus the number of letters in the name of Adonai is 4, and the number of letters used to spell it out is 12, and this gives us the 368, the numerical value of the word for boils. According to Rabbi Shalom Sharabi, the 300 states of severity are the three sephirot on the left axis of the sephirot, Bina, Gevura, and Hod, and each are subdivided into 10 sub-sephirot, which themselves are then subdivided again into 10 sub-sephirot, giving us 300 sub-sephirot. The name Havaya, spelled out to equal 52, is Yud Vav Dalet Hey Hey Vav Vav Hey Hey. The name Adonai is spelled out with 12 letters. Aleph Lamed Pei, Dalet Lamed Tav, Nun Vav Nun, Yud Vav Dalet. These letters add up to 368. The seventh plague. Hail. The numerical value of the progressive iteration of the name Elohim is 200. Adding to this the number of letters in the name Elohim, 5, plus the kolel gives 206. And this is the numerical value of the word for hail in Hebrew, barad. Bet Reish Dalet. Hail is made of water, which expresses chesed, but it was commingled with flaming fire. This plague issued from the chesed of the holy feminine principle. For hail is made of water, which derives from and expresses chesed, but it was commingled with flaming fire, originating in Givurah. It smote the tiferet of the evil Zeron Pin. The eighth plague is locusts. And this plague manifests four names, Elohim spelled out. This name spelled out in two iterations uses 52 letters. These four expanded spellings are called the four sons of God. There are two that originate in Hakma and two that originate in Bina. Their combined number of letters is the same as that of the word for locust, which is Arbe. These locusts were an impure species, signifying strict judgment, as opposed to the pure species of locust that's permitted and called kosher by the Torah. The Torah spoke of four sons. These are the four names Havaya spelled out with the letter He. This comes from the Passover Haggadah, referring to the four times in the Torah where God describes how we are to teach our children about the Exodus from Egypt. As we see, the name itself is five letters. The first iteration uses 13 letters, and the second iteration uses 34 letters, for a total of 52. This number is the numerical value of the word for son, Ben. Thus, the double spelling out of the name Elohim is, so to speak, the son of Elohim. And 4 times 52 is 208. And locust is also 208, Aleph Resh Bet He. And Isaac is also 208. And as we have seen, the numerical value of the name Havaya, when spelled out with the letter He, is also 52. And the spelling out of this name can thus also be considered a son of Havaya. Since the name Elohim signifies judgment, the sons of this name are the forbidden non-kosher locusts. The four sons of Havaya are the kosher species of locusts. They issued from the Bina of the Holy Feminine Principle and spoke the Gevurah of the evils thereon pin. The plague of darkness. This is alluded to by the well-known 325 states of judgment, which we explained elsewhere. These states of judgment are the 320 powerful sparks, the states of judgments of the Egyptians. The additional five are actually states of mercy that sweeten the said 320 states of judgment, thus giving a total of 325. These five states of mercy were the light that shone for Israel during the days of the Egyptian darkness, as it is written. And there was light for all the children of Israel in their habitations. And thus light is mentioned five times in Torah's description of the first day of creation. The Aleph of the word for light, or, alludes to the three Alephs that complete this calculation to get to 328. The numerical value of the word for darkness, Choshech, is 328. Each plague expressed a different combination of divine power, channeled by the Nukva to destroy its evil opponents. It will be recalled that in the plague of frogs, the 320 states of judgment operated without any such mitigation from the five states of mercy. The three necessary to bring the calculation from 325 to 328 are derived from the letter Aleph, when graphically split into two down the middle of the middle stroke. When drawn this way, the Aleph splits into two combinations of the letters Yud and Vav. The combined numerical value of these four letters is 32, two Yuds and two Vavs. And this is the 32 pathways of wisdom. Abba, as is known, the 320 states of judgment are rectified through thought, which is Chachma, Abba. These states of judgment issued from the Chachma, the Holy Feminine Principle, and smote the chesed of the evil Zeranpin. The tenth plague, the killing of the firstborn. This plague issued from the Keter of the Holy Nukva and smote the three highest sephirot of the evil Zeranpin. The initials of these three sephirot, Keter, Chachma, and Reshit. Well, Keter, Chachma, and Bina. Spell the word for firstborn, Bechor, Bet, Chet, Resh. This is similar to what is explained in the Zohar regarding the word for blessed in Hebrew, Baruch, and the name of the river Kevar, which is in Ezekiel. Chachma is referred to as Reshit Chachma, the beginning of wisdom, based on the verse, the beginning of wisdom is the fear of God. Also, Chachma is the first conscious Sephirah, and is therefore known as the beginning. In summary, plague, smiting sub-Sephirah in the Holy Nukva, evil sub-Sephirah is spitten. So blood is the plague. It starts with the holy Sephirah of Malchut, and it attacks the Keter of the Nukva of the unholy. The plague is frogs. It's connected to the Yesod of the positive system, and connects, destroys the brains of the Nukva, the negative system. Lice, the third plague, is Hod of the positive system and affecting the hair of the Nukva and the Malchut of Zeranpin. The fourth plague, Hod, is Netzah from the positive system and the Yesod of Zeranpin from the negative system. And you can see all 10 plagues and how they're relating to the negative tree. If we consider all this, we see here yet another overturning of Victorian stereotypes. Here the female is the attacking warrior, and she attacks not only her opposing female principle, but also and chiefly, she's attacking the evil male. The female is the attacking warrior, and she attacks the evil male. In this tour de force of feminine power, the Nukva seems to be mustering all of her possible sources of divine energy, based on various combinations of divine names. Thus, we see why the 10 plagues, first of all, had to be 10, and secondly, why they took the specific forms that they did. Each plague expressed a different combination of divine power, channeled by the Nukva to destroy its evil opponents. According to how we have defined the male and female components of consciousness previously, this makes sense. If the female is to drive to concretize divinity in the world, it should specifically be the female that gets incensed over the forces that oppose this drive, namely evil. That's the end of our class. Also the end of our time. Does anybody have any questions? wish you all shalom gadol. Have a beautiful evening.
Thank you.
We have four classes tomorrow, being Wednesday. We have the 10 o'clock, the 7 o'clock class, which is our morning prayer and study, Gesundheit. We have the 11 o'clock class, which will be a Musar class. Our deep Zohar at 4:30, and at 7 o'clock will be Rosh Chodesh. So please join us for that 7 o'clock class. Shalom Gadol to everyone. Have a beautiful evening. Chodesh Tov.
Chodesh Tov.
Shalom.
Shalom.